That we recited, of course, today, and you notice there was a pattern where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of these surahs started off with Yusabbihu lillah, Sabbaha lillah, and the like. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is passing a very important message that whatever you see in the heavens, whatever you see in the skies, whatever you see on the earth, all these things are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if these things are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to reflect upon ourselves and ask, what are we doing? We call ourselves the most intelligent, the most brilliant, the most smart. Yet if you look at our life, we are living our life in a very, very haphazard and a very, very ignorant way. As I said it before, and you've heard it before, that our yesterday and our today is no different. And chances are our tomorrow will not be any different from our yesterday and day before yesterday. And as people of faith, as people of Iman, we have to become more aware as to our responsibilities between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. After he gives praise to whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, and Allah acknowledges that all these things are glorifying him. As the Quran says, تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. All of them are making tasbih to Allah. But we are not comprehending and we are not understanding as to how these creatures are making tasbih, but they are. In fact, if you look at animals, you look at birds in the morning, you look at various creatures, if you look at them closely, you can see that they are not just animals as animals. They are animals, but they are also making dua, or they are making certain type of adhkar and certain type of dhikr in remembrance of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Jum'ah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. O you who have iman, why do you say, why have you done things? Why are you part of that which you did not do? Why do you say things that you are unaware of? Why do you fabricate? Why do you make up stories regarding Allah, regarding fiqh, regarding hadith? Just to sound smart, you say things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why do you do that? This is not a work of a believer. And as far as these believers are concerned, that's how they are. They will say things off the cuff. They don't really care for the consequences. But you and I have to understand that when we say things regarding Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is not true, we are hurting our iman. Even if it is true, what we are saying according to some scholars, even if you say what is true, but you have no proof of what you are saying, that too sometimes make you worthy of sin. And even if what you're saying sounds right, but it is wrong, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say it, Allah did not say it, then it says in the hadith, فَيَدَبَوَّ مَقَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Then prepare a place in Jahannam for yourself. So many times we say things, they are true, but Allah did not say it. Or they sound nice, in other words, not true, but they sound nice, but Allah didn't say it. They sound nice, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say it. So just because it sounds nice, doesn't mean you're going to get a bigger Jannah. In fact, you're preparing a Jahannam for yourself because you are quoting Allah and quoting Rasulullah in the wrong manner. And the third thing, even if you know what you are saying, but you can't just say, I heard in the hadith. That's not good enough. Anybody can say that. There are thousands of hadith. You must be able to say where you saw it, what you have seen, which ayah, which hadith. Then you talk. Until then, it is best you don't say anything. That's what, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Why are you saying, and why do you say that which you did not do, which you are not aware of, etc. كَبُرَ مَقْتَنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is indeed a most hateful thing. It is a bad thing. It's a very wretched thing in the sight of Allah that you say that which you did not do and that which you are unaware of as well. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in Surah Jum'ah. He says, for example, this is Surah Saf we are talking about. In Surah Jummah, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. That, oh, you have iman, when the call, when the adhan is made, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then it is your duty to hasten towards, of course, the remembrance of Allah, towards the Jummah Salah. And the ulama are pretty much unanimous that when the first adhan is given, it is done as a reminder. Reminder that you must now go and perform your Jummah Salah. Now many of us are not here for the first adhan, many of us are at work, many of us, so we are losing and we cannot listen to the first adhan for whatever reason, because we are on the road, etc. We should at least try to give one day, not even one day, 2 to 3 hours for the sake of Allah. Plan our Jummah before we come, have our bath, have our shower, read our Surah Kahf, get ready, come to the masjid, sit in the front row, read the necessary adhkar, prepare ourselves for the khutbah. And unfortunately, we come last minute, we hassle around for parking, we don't get parking, we get upset, we get parking, it's not where we want it, we complain, then we rush in. We don't really appreciate and enjoy the beauty of Friday. And as a consequence of that, you'll notice on Fridays, there are less and less children coming. And if you ask children, why don't you come, this is what they'll say. They say, what do we get from Friday? We come in rushing, we rush out from here. What benefit are we gathering? So we have to take more pride in our Fridays, and we have to teach our children. Because my brothers and sisters in Islam, chances are great, a time will come when the only time you will be coming to the masjid is on Friday. And the only time you'll be coming is 15-20 minutes before the khutbah, and you'll be leaving thereafter. So these ayat are talking about the importance of Friday, being here for it, fulfilling the obligation towards it, and remembering Allah in the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, of course, to remember Him. Then of course, in the other surah, for example, in Surah Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the following: Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awlaadukum an dhikrillah wa may yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika hum khasirun. Oh, you have iman, do not let your wealth, do not let your children, do not let your progeny make you negligent regarding your remembrance of Allah. So your wealth is to make you stronger in your iman. Your family is to help you, guide you more and more towards Allah. But unfortunately, from the time we go home, we are discussing other people, we're discussing issues that are relevant to our family, nor is it relevant to our iman and our future. And our children can say that. As one child said it very clearly, this person basically gave up belief in Allah. And I said, so what made you give up your belief in Allah? And this person said it very clearly. He says, when I go home, what is the difference between my father and mother and compared to others? When I look at my father is confused. When I look at my mother is confused. They're always fighting, they're always arguing. And what they said, their arguments are as a consequence of Allah and Rasulullah. That was religion. Imagine, the child is saying, they're always fighting, they're always going at one another, and the reason why they are doing it is because of our religion, Allah and Rasulullah. Now what is left with the iman? So the idea of family life should be family. And the idea of family life is to inspire you towards gaining a greater benefit of deen and helping share the deen. That's what he says. And this is simple Arabic. Even if you don't know much Arabic, you know. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum. Halak. Halak means don't destroy. Amwalukum, mal. Everyone can translate this. Wala awladukum, awlad. So Allah is saying, oh you who believe, do not let your wealth, do not let your families, do not let your progeny, do not let materialism, an dhikrillah, take you away from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ Whoever lets that take place, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Then understand, these individuals have destroyed themselves. And thereafter Allah says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ And Allah has given you wealth. Spend from your wealth. Spend from that which Allah has given you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّأْتِي أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Before a time comes where your life is taken away from you. And then you'll say, فَيَقُولْ What you'll say? رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَرٍ قَرِيبٍ Oh my Allah, I wish you will give me respite. I wish you'd allow me to live a little bit longer so that I can fulfill my obligations, but so I can give charity, I can help out this project, I can help out that project. I owe my wife this, let me give her that. I owe my son that, I owe my parents. It's too late, finish, it's gone. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ وَأَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Once it is over, it is over. It is now time for you to meet your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا Allah shall not grant you. Allah says, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ لَنْ means never. Allah will never, In other words, Allah will never, ever give you any respite, and He gives respite to no one. Because once your life has come to an end, once the moment has come for you to leave, then that is it. Wallahu khabirun bima ta'amaloon. Allah is very well informed of what you do, so make your decisions accordingly. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. And of course, regarding... Very jumpy, he's getting me scared.
No, I'm kind of upset.
Not me?
Not you.
Why are you upset?
One of the brothers that was in Atikaf, his phone got stolen from his bag while we're in Tarawih.
He's from Wyoming.
Exactly. Yeah, that has happened before also. Inshallah, what we have to do is lock the door. Hopefully we'll announce, maybe somebody will return it, inshallah. But we'll have to keep that door.
I went through his bag, though.
Exactly, that is wrong. Inshallah, may Allah make it easy for him. Also, inshallah, we will try to have that door locked up. So that way, inshallah, they can have more privacy. We give them the room for their privacy. And chances are great, the brothers that are sitting here, none of them forget.
Of course.
So, but inshallah, tomorrow and 1-2 days, we will announce. And inshallah, out of fear of Allah, inshallah, they will return it. So may Allah SWT make it easy for this brother. May Allah SWT make us understand the value of life. May Allah SWT not make us do things that are inappropriate. Just as this person is stealing from this individual, many of us are stealing from Allah. The right things we are not doing. Our salah, we are stealing. Our zakah, we are stealing. Our hajj, we are stealing. So this theft, inshallah, will be recovered. But our theft that we are doing, the rest of us, is much more serious. And may Allah also prevent us from that as well. But as far as this brother is concerned, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow him to continue making dua for us. He's in itikaf. All the brothers are in itikaf. They are making a sacrifice. May Allah accept the itikaf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also allow them to make dua for us. And hopefully, inshallah, forgive this person that stole. And I'll tell you why. My one ustad used to say the following. By the way, talking about that ustad, I don't think I lost sandals like how I lose in this masjid. Hmm? Subhanallah, I think every week I lose a pair of sandals over here. Now I'm starting to come to the masjid with shoes on. I don't understand why people steal sandals. But anyway, my one ustad used to do this regarding theft. Whenever anything of his will be stolen, this is what he will say. Oh Allah, I make intention for sadaqah. In other words, oh Allah, the person who took it may be poor. Oh Allah, let this be part of my sadaqah, so at least I get reward. And then if the person returns it, inshallah, then you get double reward. One, because of course, the sadaqah you have given. And the second is because you have been patient. That's your second reward. And inshallah, the third reward will be given to the honest person when he gives it back. So if the person took the phone, what is written for you, you will keep. What is not written for you will go away. But now make an intention, oh Allah, whoever took it, I'm in itikaf, I'm making sacrifice, I need to speak to important people, I can't speak to them. Oh Allah, make other options for me. And oh Allah, count this as sadaqah. And if that person needs it more than me, oh Allah, allow that person to enjoy. And as a side note, of course, whoever has done a thing like this, it's a very serious crime. One is to steal, but the other in the house of Allah, that is very, very poor in choice. But anyway, may Allah SWT help us, make it easy for us, and also allow us to remember Him, especially in these last few days. Qiyamul Layl will be at 1:45 upstairs for the women, inshallah. Those of you that wish to do it downstairs, the men, you're welcome to do so as well.
Jazakallah.